Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, January 27th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. By this time, most members with an address within the United States should have received your tentative agreement packet. This packet includes a summary of the improvements within the tentative agreement, the TA, the full text of the agreement, questions and answers, economic data related to the compensation components of the TA, voting instructions, and your activation code to set up your VIN and PIN to vote. This agreement is a step in the right direction. It is clear that we have more to accomplish in the next negotiations. However, it is equally clear that we have achieved immediate, substantial improvements to our current contract while standing strong to protect our quality of life. This agreement is good for flight attendants and provides immediate improvements in compensation, transformational improvements for reserves, and enhancements to our schedule flexibility, job security, and quality of life. Answers to many frequently asked questions can be found in the Q&A portion of the tentative agreement book or by visiting our website. We strongly encourage you to read through all of these questions and answers to give yourself as much information as possible. Share this with your flying partners. Also on our website are two videos, the first of which highlights the economic considerations of our TA. The second video, which is being shown at our roadshows and at your local council meetings, provides a review of the process that led to the TA and outlines the improvements and changes it contains. We encourage you to view both videos as a part of your overall consideration of the agreement in determining how you will cast your vote for this agreement and our future. If you have a question that has not been addressed in the mailing sent to your home or on the website, we encourage you to attend a United Flight Attendant Tentative Agreement Roadshow, attend a local council meeting, or contact your local council office to obtain answers to your questions. By getting information and answers from your union leadership, you can be sure the information is accurate. Getting information by rumor or through social media often leads to the perpetuation of false, inaccurate, or misleading information that only serves to create confusion. Get your facts from your reliable source of information, your AFA. Voting begins on Monday, January 30th at 1200 hours Eastern Standard Time and will conclude on February 28th at 1200 hours Eastern Standard Time. If you have questions about the voting system, please call the AFA Membership Services Department between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 1-800-424-2401, extension 706, or at all other times call the UAL MEC Voter Helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 545. Be an informed participant and ensure you are armed with all of the knowledge you will need when you cast your ballot in this very important vote. United announced yesterday an $840 million profit for the full year of 2011, which will trigger our contractual profit-sharing program. Our profit-sharing program, Section 5J of our contract, pays out when adjusted pre-tax earnings at United Airlines exceeds $10 million. 15% of United's adjusted pre-tax earnings form the basis for a pool that is distributed pro rata to all eligible flight attendants. We have yet to receive the details to fully audit this year's payout. However, we have been advised that the company estimates the amount due to flight attendants should equal about 5% of considered earnings. The manner in which United has chosen to illustrate the potential payout is different than how it has been communicated in previous years. However, the methodology is the same. United has stated they will make the profit-sharing payments on Tuesday, February 14, 2012. This program came about during bankruptcy negotiations where AFA engaged management in the new enhancement of the profit-sharing plan. In 2006, the defined contribution program agreement required that AFA provide United with the method by which flight attendants would choose to receive any future profit-sharing payments. Consistent with our democratic process, the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, determined that members would decide the method of payment through a membership vote. AFA was the only union who determined the membership should decide how the payments should be made. The decision put to the membership was either a tax-deferred payment to the defined contribution plan accounts, accounted as a company contribution for purposes of the annual IRS 401k contribution maximums, or cash payments subject to taxation. We encourage each member to carefully review the information in a mailing that was sent to their home and to weigh the financial implications associated with each option. Ultimately, the membership vote determined that the method of payment would be a tax-deferred payment to the defined contribution plan. As AFA has previously reported, based on membership feedback, we have advocated that United Management allow flight attendants to have the choice in distributing profit-sharing payments in cash, 401k, or some combination thereof. We reported last week that management announced in United's weekly operational update that as a result of the required modifications to automation in the new payroll system, the company will not be able to distribute the profit-sharing payments in the manner desired this year and has made a commitment for profit-sharing payments made in 2013. As with personal deferrals and company contributions to your 401k account, you have the ability to self-direct these contributions, and this includes the profit-sharing payment. In order to self-direct contributions, choose the Fidelity Investments link on the Useful Sites page of unitedafa.org or call Fidelity at 1-800-245-9034. Recently, invoices for missed August 2011 dues deductions were sent as part of the normal dues collection process by the International Office. Because dues are collected 1 month in arrears, these dues would normally have been collected on the September 16, 2011 paycheck. These invoices are surprising many members and are generating a number of questions. By way of background, in September of 2011, United implemented a new payroll system, and since that time we have all been working through the problems associated with the conversion. It was during this first month of the payroll conversion that these dues should have been collected from your mid-month paycheck. As with many of the other problems involving the new United payroll system, it is not immediately clear why the payroll system did not process these deductions. We all continue working through the problems associated with this payroll conversion, and this is just one more of these issues. As a result of receiving these invoices, unnecessary concern has been expressed with some questioning if this company payroll error will prevent people from casting their ballot in the tentative agreement vote that opens on January 30th. Definitively, any flight attendant who has missed only the August 2011 dues payment will be considered eligible to cast a ballot in this vote, as those notices have only recently been generated and placed in the mail. If you believe an error has been made and that you have paid these union dues, please check your September 16th pay stub. If there is a deduction on that pay stub for AFA union dues, please contact the membership department at the International Office for assistance in resolving the discrepancy at 800-424-2401, extension 707. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded today in Chicago by retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.